You're back with Oz here on Esperance's 747 Triple M. We've still got Jen from the Esperance Chamber of Commerce and Industry in the studio. G'day, Jen.
Hello again.
Thank you very much for sticking around. Now, we're talking Telstra because I know that there's been a bit of controversy and chat about with Telstra a few people missing out on reception and internet and other things like that. How's that all going down in the chamber?
Look, the Goldfields Esperance Development Corporation, the Shire, and the Chamber have met twice with Telstra since Christmas to discuss the frustration with their network issues. So, to make a very long story short for your listeners, there are broadly two issues. There's the fact that over the Shire of Esperance, there's not enough coverage in some areas. And then there's the fact that in the CBD, there's coverage, but not capacity. So, you know, the result of those meetings that we've been having with Telstra is the coverage issue broadly over the whole Shire. There are three towers planned for this year. So by the end of the third quarter, there'll be a tower in Pink Lake South, in Myerup, and in Bandy Creek.
I definitely know out Myerup way. I've been out to the races and to, you know, Newtown Oval and the Speedway. It's shocking out there.
Yes.
So having one out there would be awesome.
Well, that'll help with the coverage issues broadly over the whole Shire. But over the peak times, you know, long weekends, school holidays, Christmas, when there's lots of people in town in the CBD, businesses have been unable to operate. They've been unable to take payments, and that's not okay.
No.
And so the plan for that is an antenna on the Telstra building in Post Office Square.
Yep, right there.
Because then there's already the coverage, but they couldn't keep up with the demand.
Yep.
So this will focus solely on the CBD, that antenna, and that frees up the other towers to deal with the capacity and the coverage outside of the CBD.
And if I'm able to live stream a Fremantle game on the beach, that's just a bonus. Now, we've got a little bit more time. You said that you had a win this week with childcare.
Yes. So there have been shortages of trained staff for centres all across Australia. And my phone ran hot the last couple of weeks because Lingalonga Childcare Centre's AGM was coming up. And parents were concerned that they weren't going to be able to establish a new committee and they'd lost a number of staff. And, you know, there was concerns around staffing ratios and, you know, that their children weren't able to get a regular spot. And so I consulted with the local jobs task force and with the GEDC. And then both myself and a representative from the local jobs task force attended their AGM. And the task force attended to offer governance training. So just to encourage that new committee that, yes, we know that, you know, this is not an easy gig. We're asking you to come and be on the committee for this centre, to support this centre, because that's their governance structure. But you won't do it alone. There's support here and there's governance training for you to equip you to do the role. And then the GEDC were approached because they've got a staff member who's dedicated to assisting in the childcare space with recruitment, retention, funding, etc. And so we wanted them to be a point of contact for people, again, so you feel like you've got that support. But they also offered, hey, you can apply for funding and get a consultant in for, you know, just an example, and the consultant can help you with your strategy or with HR policies, etc. Now, on this, I have to applaud Lingalonga because by the time we got to the AGM, they had decided that the biggest issue and the number one issue was trying to keep their fabulous staff and attract new staff. And so they have come up with a new staffing package of essentially their staff will be the highest paid in the country with 6 weeks of paid leave every year. One in the middle of winter, because you know when everyone's getting tired, it's cold, people are sick, so they're going to shut the centre for a week in June. And then again at Christmas, so people can have that week with their families.
Well, that would be around the mid-year school holidays anyway as well, wouldn't it?
Yep.
So perfect timing. Look, if there's nothing else that we need to cover, Jen, thank you so much for coming in and having a nice long chat with us today about what's going on down at the Chamber.
More than welcome.
Maybe we'll have to get you in next week, see what's coming up on the calendar.
Sounds like a plan.
Too easy. Thank you very much, Jen. Thank you very much for tuning in. We'll catch up with you next week here on Esperance's 747 Triple M.